Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay. Hello and welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter.
In real life, I can see you. I can touch you.
We shouldn't touch. Okay. We should still be social distancing.
All right, fine.
We could actually see each other. How wild is this?
I'm literally just staring deeply into her eyes to make her I'm very uncomfortable.
How weird can I make
how
this?
How are you now?
As quickly as possible. What do you mean?
Just staring deeply. How are you?
Oh, right. That's
how
what I'm doing to you.
How are you doing?
But without even asking.
Yeah. Just your eyes are like, are you okay?
Yeah.
No.
No, you look fine. You look good.
Thanks.
You look chipper.
Yeah, that's because there's someone different in my house.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Being in a different house is also pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, that's, yeah, like, I haven't been to a different house yet.
It'll blow your mind.
All right.
It'll blow your mind. The change of scenery is wild.
Yeah.
I was just saying, though, like, it's interesting starting to see people again, but not feeling like I've not seen them because of Zoom and FaceTime and stuff.
Yeah. If we had have had to do this even 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It would
Nokia
be.
Nokia, what is it, 3310?
Yeah. Well, just, I mean, 10 years ago we had iPhones.
Oh,
but
Jesus.
I think iPhones came out in like 2007, 2008.
Right.
That sort of time.
It's 2020. Shit.
Yeah.
That's my partner's sister just turned 19.
Oh, God.
And she was born in 2001. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's not okay.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I feel very old.
Did we know that this podcast would just become super self-reflective and like as soon as we're in front of a mic, we're like, what do we need to tell the world?
Let's tell the world that it's
2020 and it's crazy.
God. Everything's gone to shit. And there's 19-year-olds who were born in the
2000s. It's wild to think about. It's wild. Don't even think about it, actually.
I'm trying not to.
Yes, don't.
I'm really.
Look back into my eyes.
Did you see me dissociate then? I'm just like, oh, God. How old am I? Oh, I got added to a group, like Facebook group chat with like a couple of girls from high school and a couple of guys from high school's wives, right? So all girl group.
Right.
And they were like, hey, I hope everyone's coping in this time. I was just wondering if we could do a bit of a recipe swap. And I went, no, why am I in here? I don't have any recipes for
swapping.
Yeah, no. But to be fair, most of my like high school friends, only a couple of them are like cooks.
Right.
So most of them was just like, I've been getting HelloFresh delivered. I mean,
that's a privilege in and of itself, though.
It really is.
Getting HelloFresh delivered. Like, fuck you. You're getting your food delivered to your door and the recipe included. Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had HelloFresh a couple of times.
Listen, so have I. Fucking love the shit. No, I do really like, I think the convenience of it is amazing.
Yeah.
I've also
done. Give us a sponsorship.
HelloFresh. I've also done YouFoods.
Yeah,
which we'd also take sponsorship from. So
I would 100% take YouFood sponsorship.
Because the thing about that is you don't have to even cook.
I know.
That's literally microwavable.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
And I do have there might even be a couple in the fridge, to be honest.
I think the reason I like YouFoods, because I like cooking and I'm actually quite good at cooking.
You are.
But, well, actually, I have a really horrible story to tell you about isolation.
Excellent.
Which I don't know if I've already told on the podcast.
Doesn't matter. Probably not
because it's my secret hidden shame. But
this is a place for it.
I do consider myself quite good at cooking, but YouFoods is good for portion control.
Yeah.
Because I love me some food. And if it's a kilo of food, I'll eat a kilo of food. If it's only, you know, a normal person's portion of food, I'll eat that. So that helped.
Yeah, U-Foods is good because I can eat all of it.
Yeah, because it's not too big.
Because it's not too big.
Yeah, we have the opposite problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a proper portion that I'm meant to eat, and I can.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of times where I'm like, I can't finish this U-Foods, and I get a look of like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, no, I literally never had that problem. I haven't had it in years, but I remember every single time I would like finish it and then be like,
so next?
That? Yeah.
We make a second one now, right?
Is there a third course of U-Foods anywhere? Hello? But speaking of my cooking adventures or misadventures, mm-hmm. I've been cooking quite a lot in isolation, obviously.
I've seen some of your Instagram stories. Mm. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, no, I've been really kicking goals with – I made a roast. I've never made a roast before. Yes.
So good.
Yeah, I've been you know, experimenting, which has been fun. But I experimented with – I've also been, like, you know, trying to, like, keep it light and fresh, keep it light and funky.
keeping it on brand for you.
Yeah, yeah. Fresh, light, funky.
Mm-hmm.
My new bio, Emily Tressiter, comedian, radio presenter, podcaster, fresh, light, funky.
I love that. Mm. I'm going to change all of your bio.
Please don't.
Okay.
Oh, my God, no. yeah, so I was experimenting and I was like, I want gnocchi.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, well, potato. I do love potato, but, mm-hmm. you know, I eat a lot of potato. So I was like, maybe I can make it out of sweet potato.
Okay.
And then.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And then I went to the shops and I was like, maybe I can make it out of butternut pumpkin.
Okay, you're straying further and further away from this. Yes.
And so then I, you know, followed a recipe to a degree.
Uh-huh.
And then it was basically like, add half a cup of flour. And then I did that and it was still like super moist. Like you couldn't roll it or anything. It was useless. And so I just kept adding flour and adding flour. And I was using gluten-free flour because that's all we had in the cupboard at the time. And I just kept adding.
What is your house?
I literally used like the whole bag of gluten-free flour.
God.
And finally it was like sort of rollable. I think I also added like some almond meal or something because I was like, well, I need it to be like not sticky anymore.
Yeah.
Finally got it rollable, cut it up, was going to make it with like sage butter sauce.
Uh-huh.
Cooked them. They looked good.
Uh-huh.
They looked like gnocchi should. Uh-huh. And then I put it through the sage butter and then I put them on plates and I served it to my housemates and I took one bite of it and I was like, everyone put it in the bin. Abort mission. Everybody get rid of your gnocchi. Put it in the bin. It's disgusting. Oh my God. What have I done?
So it was not
it was
good.
Horrible.
The gluten-free, using the gluten-free flour kind of reminds me of when people try and whip like light cream.
Yeah.
And they're like, why isn't it working? Why isn't it working? I was like, because it's not made for that.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
exactly.
supposed to use the proper stuff.
Yeah, no. And, okay, another tip for free.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of tips for you today.
Great.
I would say gluten-free flour is amazing for some things.
Mm-hmm.
I used it for one thing and it was incredible. Oh, for gravy.
Okay.
It was cool that because it, like, thickened it but not in, like, a horrible way. It was really kind of light. I also used it in bechamel for lasagna.
Hmm.
And that also was amazing because it made it like lighter bechamel and really didn't like overpower the meat sauce in the lasagna.
Maybe that's what, because I don't like bechamel.
Too floury.
Oh, I don't know what it is, but that bit of the lasagna, I always like scrape that off.
What the fuck, Vicky? Come on.
But you can eat lasagna with me. You get more bechamel because I'll give it to you.
Yeah, but okay, the reason I like lasagna is because of the perfect ratio of bechamel to meat sauce.
Right.
So if I then have your bechamel, my ratio is fucked as well.
All right, sure. Okay. But I just like the meat sauce and the pasta.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Have some ravioli.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't need lasagna. It's not for you. It's not for someone that doesn't like bechamel.
I'll have whatever pasta with whatever like beef tomato based sauce and I'm good to go. I don't need your bechamel.
Yeah. But tip,
mm-hmm.
gluten-free flour makes a lighter bechamel. Potentially you'd like it. I don't know.
Potentially. Yeah.
But with gnocchi, you need the flour to soak up the liquid and to make it more like.
Yeah.
And you need real flour.
Yeah.
So one, I blame myself.
So what we're saying here is gluten-free flour, not real flour.
Well, no. But also.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, it can be, you know, swapped out for something.
Sure.
But not for.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. We live and learn. We live and learn. So what did you end up having
for
dinner?
Horrible. It was so bad.
Did you order in?
No. So it was.
You went to bed hungry, just out of punishment.
No. I've
done this horrible thing. I deserve to go to bed without eating dinner.
I mean, you're right, but that's not what happened. I was like, everyone throw it in the bin. And then like bless them, like my housemate and my partner were both like, oh, no, it's not that bad. I'm like, spit it out and put it in the bin. It is so bad.
Please do not eat
yeah,
this.
I'm like, you're going to make yourself sick. So my boyfriend ate it all like a fucking champ. But I tell you, it tasted like shit. Like I'm, you know, not too picky when it comes to stuff like that. But honestly, it was inedible. Aww. But he ate the whole thing. Both my housemates were like, okay, we'll put it in the bin. And thankfully we had some like, I think we had like a couple of leftovers from different nights previously. So they had like, you know, half a bowl of this leftover and half a bowl of that leftover each.
But you
and
went to bed hungry.
I was raging. I was like, how did I fuck this up so bad? I was devastated.
Yeah.
I literally also like, so I see, I Skype/like virtually see my psych every 2 weeks.
Sure.
And that week that I saw her, it was literally like 40 minutes of talking about this fucking gnocchi. And then I told my housemates that. I was like, anyway, so like I saw my psych this morning and, you know, we spoke about the gnocchi disaster. And they're like, you have the world's first, like the biggest first world problems. I'm like, you don't know how soul destroying making that gnocchi was. Also, like a little bit of TMI. I was also PMS-y. So I was just like, this is the worst gnocchi in the world.
Oh, your poor psych.
Yeah.
No. Out of all the things she's had to deal with, surely your gnocchi disaster has been the worst thing she's ever heard.
Honestly, she's so pleased. She's like, thank God Emily's biggest problem nowadays is gnocchi. We used to have some problems.
That's a good point.
She's like, at least you tried.
Aw, that's so lovely. Yeah, at least you tried.
Her response was literally like, I'm sure they didn't hate it. I'm like, you do not know how bad this gnocchi was. If I could have saved a piece just to like reiterate how fucking bad it was, I would have.
Oh, horrible. Well, I'm glad you didn't because I do not want to try that.
No, no one does, should. I would also say don't fuck with pumpkin gnocchi.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Is it a thing? Like,
it is, but since then, I've obviously done a bit of research.
Yeah, because you just went into this without.
Like an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, right. I think I got too big for my boots. I was like, I've made a roast dinner. I can make anything. I'm going to kick this in the dick. And then
I want to say, like, roast is not that hard. It's just time consuming.
There's a skill.
Oh, yeah. No. But I'm not. But the leap that you made from I can make a roast so I can make anything.
Yeah. Look, it was misguided to say the least. But yeah, I did some research and pumpkin gnocchi is actually really hard because there's a lot more moisture in pumpkin than potato.
Yes, absolutely.
And so you have to handle it differently. Uh-huh. And I didn't handle it differently. I handled it poorly.
Very badly.
Yeah.
One might say.
But that's the only food disaster that I've had so far.
Well, that's pretty good.
And I've been cooking a lot more.
Nice.
So, you know, 1 out of 20 ain't bad.
Hey, yeah, you've done well.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
This is exactly what my psych said.
Yeah, you should just don't be so hard on yourself, Emily.
Yeah,
you just
no, absolutely.
Take your wins when you have them.
Wow. You've read the playbook.
You've just told me that a million times. I'm reading your own advice back at you.
Right. This is one of those mirror.
You need to actually celebrate things when good things happen and not just move straight on to the next thing, okay?
Yeah. But this wasn't a win, Vicky. Thanks for rubbing that in. This was a lose-lose.
Well, that means that you can remember the times that you celebrated the good things.
True.
When the bad things happen and you can look back and go, but look at all this other stuff that I've done. It's so good.
True. These are very valid points.
Thank you.
Again, I don't know how we've made this podcast so like existential and stuff, but like I'm into it.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I've done nothing and no cooking and well, not no cooking, but like basic, no cooking.
Okay.
Heating shit up in the oven isn't cooking. Like, so I've done no cooking really, apart from, you know, oh, I made some chicken and vegetables. Woo.
Right.
But it's fine.
How do you make the chicken?
Either in the oven or we have like a grill thing.
Right.
Okay. Not cooking.
I mean, look, it's not for everyone.
Yeah. I used to love cooking. I just don't anymore.
I even made a cake in isolation.
Hey, I used to make cakes all the time.
No, I'm not a baker.
See, that's what I'm good at baking. I haven't done it in a very long time, but I used to be very good at baking.
Nah, it's not for me. I also made a pavlova the other day.
I saw that. I was very jealous.
Well, the thing, okay, this is fun. Mm-hmm. So on a, I don't know, whatever day of the week it was, let's say Wednesday,
What are days anymore?
I woke up and we were like, you know what would be great? Breakfast pasta. And I was like, yes, we'll make like a carbonara.
Oh, so not even like leftover from the night before.
No. Like making carbonara. Like usually with breakfast pasta, you'd want like some bacon, maybe some avocado. And then the carbonara is the egg, right? Because you make carbonara out of egg yolks.
I don't eat carbonara, so.
Well, that's what you make it out of. A traditional carbonara, I think you wouldn't hate it because it's not actually white sauce. It's just egg yolk.
I was about to say, I don't like white sauce.
Yeah, but it's not. It's just egg yolk. So it's like breakfast pasta would be like egg yolk, bacon, and let's say avocado.
I just make myself some like bacon and egg muffins instead?
Yeah, you don't know what you don't know what it's like to have breakfast pasta. It's amazing.
Okay.
There's a cafe in Brunswick specifically that does breakfast pasta, and that's where we had the idea.
Okay.
Anywho,
I would never order that.
This particular day, we only had avocado, peas, and then egg. So I made like a breakfast pasta with avocado and peas. Delicious.
If there's no bacon,
yes.
What's the point?
Avocado. Delicious.
It's not the same as bacon.
Yummy. No. So I only used the egg yolk for that pasta. So then the next day, I had 6 egg whites in the fridge.
So you downed them like a protein shake.
I made a pavlova.
Perfect.
So I made a pavlova.
Perfect.
So it was like win-win. I don't like pavlova. I didn't eat any, but it tasted nice, apparently.
But how can you not like pavlova?
It's not for me.
Okay.
I don't like meringue.
Weird.
I don't like cakes.
Yeah, I know. You're weird.
I don't like
sweets.
That. Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? I'll have pasta for breakfast, but I don't want any cake.
All right, well, at least we're never going to order the same thing when we go out, we're allowed to go to brunch together again. Are we allowed to go to brunch together? Some places.
Not now, I don't think.
Soon.
Probably.
Hmm.
Only time will tell.
One day we'll be allowed to have brunch together again.
Yes, that will be a day. That will be a day.
Yeah. When was the last time we had brunch together? Like 2 months ago.
Probably more.
2 and a bit months ago. It was mid-March we had brunch together.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Specifically?
Yeah.
Where would we go?
We went to a place not too far from where we are right now.
For lunch food?
No, for breakfast before we did a big drive.
Oh, yes. How suspicious of you to name nothing about that situation. But yes, I remember that time. That was a delicious time.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yeah. Did we go to Archie's? She's near here.
So now you're literally going to just tell everything. You were so cautious of like, I'm not going to tell you the time of day we were there or what street it is on. And now I'll tell you exactly where it was.
Go to Archie's in Fitzroy. It's real good.
It is actually quite good.
Yeah.
They do breakfast cocktails.
Yeah, they
and
do.
And you know I'm on board with a breakfast cocktail.
She says while drinking red wine out of a glass because
at
I made
9 a.m. for the fun of it. No, it is. It's not 9 a.m. But it could be. Who gives a shit? Don't judge.
Yeah. We don't have jobs at the moment. The fuck does it matter?
Yeah. The other thing I've been doing heaps is going on really big bike rides.
You've sent me a couple of your maps that you've
like 25 Ks.
Plus Ks of bike riding.
Yeah, it's wild. We've kind of like run out of like directions to go in Melbourne.
Incredible.
Because we've gone north, we've gone south, you know.
There's east and west. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think next time we'll go east.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is west is quite hilly. And I don't really like hills.
I mean, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. There was one, we went south the other day and there was one hill that was like subtle incline, but like quiet for a long time.
Uh-huh.
It was so fucked. And my bike is so much slower than my boyfriend's bike. Mm-hmm. So like, he'll just like fang it up the hill and I'll be like, I know that sounds like an excuse. Like,
no.
My bike is much heavier.
Yeah.
And so like going up the hill, I'm literally like, and he like finishes like 20, 30 seconds before me and then just waits at the top just like, you coming or what?
What's going on? Come on.
I tried to get a faster bike, but they're harder to step over. It was a whole deal. It was a thing. But
also, I read an article. No, I started to read an article and then I got bored. That's what happened. But I read a headline and part of an article.
Okay.
And the headline.
So this is going to be really, really specifically correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That bicycles are the new toilet paper. In the fact that they're in demand and everywhere is out of stock of them. Everyone's buying bikes.
100%. But also everyone's buying weights. Everyone's buying like at-home exercise gear.
Yeah.
Like you cannot buy a set of weights.
Oh, really?
To save yourself.
Huh.
You can't. Literally any online place you could get them. Like if you think about all the major Kmarts, et cetera, none. All sold out.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. Did you see the people protesting in the States that they couldn't go to the gym?
Yeah, and then they literally just showed that they could use a gym outside without an actual gym. So good one, guys. Good. Really good protest. Good. Really proving your point over there.
One of my favorite moments of this whole thing.
Very silly.
Oh, amazing stuff.
Very, very silly.
Oh.
Speaking of at-home workouts as well, I've probably...
You've been doing a bunch of them.
Yeah, Zumbering. I'm doing all sorts of weird shit.
Yeah.
And I recently did one. I have a favorite YouTube channel that has like a lot of different stuff.
What is it?
It's called Pop Sugar Fitness.
Oh, yeah.
And they have like heaps of different like varieties.
The fact that I've heard of it means it's pretty big.
Oh, yeah. It's huge. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they have like millions and millions of subscribers.
They have an app. They have everything.
They have, yeah, exactly. And there was this one.
And if they've got an app,
then
oh legit. My God, not just everyone, not just everyone can have an app.
True. I did rather this workout that was called Low Impact Training.
Yes.
And their company was called Lit.
Great. Right? You would love it.
Low Impact Training. I'm like, that sounds good. And also Low Impact's great. Because I'm old and my knees hurt.
Yep.
Anyway, so I went on this thing and it was a husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
So each video has three people doing the training.
Yep.
The main instructor and then two people. So in this case, the main instructor was the husband. Then there was the wife and then there was just a random Pop Sugar lady.
Sure.
And the whole time they would be doing exercises and he would just stop to like go and check out the girls' like form and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, you are such a bitch.
Yeah.
Like you are making them do all this hard shit and you're just like, well, anyway, the whole time he was doing that, which pissed me off. And then also he kept calling his wife sweetheart.
Ugh.
So he'd be like, all right, like you can do it, sweetheart. Good form, sweetheart. Oh, baby. Like literally was like pet naming his wife in the middle of like a professional like business opportunity. And I'm like, this is so bad.
Gross.
Then to top that off, he was doing an exercise.
He started calling the other woman sweetheart.
No, he just refused to know her name.
Oh, wow.
He would just refer to her as like she.
Oh, my God.
Like, you'd be like, oh, you can follow her for modifications. I'm like, there's two people in the room. One of them is your mother flipping wife. I think you can know the other lady's name. Yep. Like, fuck's sake. Anyway, so the funniest thing was I'm like doing the exercise. I'm like sweating and actually like getting a workout.
Yeah.
But my mind is also working out about like how much I fucking hate this guy. Very fun.
Maybe that's why they do it.
Maybe.
It's just, you know, you get two kinds of workouts in here. One, the hate of the mind.
Yes.
Two, the hate of the body.
Yeah. I guess the hate drives you.
Hate. Well, hey. That's been one of the main factors in my motivation for a long time.
Yeah.
So.
But the thing that really got me about this guy was he then was like, he was in a position and then he goes, if you're feeling extra sassy.
Ugh.
Sassy.
Sassy.
Yes. And then he'd be like, honey, are you feeling sassy? And she'd be like, yeah, I'm feeling really sassy. But I felt like she was like taking the piss out of him.
Oh,
like, because she'd be like, yeah, I'm feeling sassy. Like, that's not how you say it.
That's not how American?
No, yes, but that's not how they say it.
That's not how they say it.
They say sassy.
What?
Don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yes.
Sassy lady. Yeah. Yes.
It's not an accent thing, it's a dickhead thing.
Sassy. Because I know they say ah. No, they don't. Americans say ass.
Yeah, they say ass.
So what the fuck, dude? It was so bad. Anyway, oh my God, it was so bad. And then all the comments underneath, because I made a point of reading the comments after. I'm like dripping sweat, like, let's see how much people hate him. And they were all like, I really just wish he wouldn't say sweetheart so much. And I'm like, yes. But no one mentioned the sassy bit. And I'm like, he's saying sassy. What the fuck?
You should have commented on it. Maybe everyone thinks that like they're the idiots and that, you know,
who's the idiot? He's the idiot.
He's definitely the idiot. Yes.
Oh God. Sassy.
What hashtag #SASSY?
Well,
sassy.
If he's because English people pronounce ass like ass, right?
Yeah, like us.
And we say that too. Yep. But asshole is spelt asshole.
Well, no, I spell it ASSE.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right.
And the Brits do.
Right, but I spell it Americanly.
Yeah.
But I say it Australianally.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah. So in that case, sassy, assy.
Sound out in the comments. Go find that video. put a link to that video up when we put this.
Me? And look, you'll get a great workout.
No, no, no. Don't bother with the workout. Fuck that.
You'll just very low impact. Got to say, it is legitimately low impact, but it really impacts your soul on a level that you really didn't know.
Low impact body, high impact soul. Yeah. Great.
It will fuck you up. Yeah. Pretty funny.
Aw.
It was really, I was like, stop saying sassy.
I'm going to just, I'm not going to remember to do this, but I really want to try and make that my thing now for you.
Sassy.
Yeah.
Don't.
Emily Tresidder. She's just so sassy. So sassy.
Even if you said it more like saucy, then at least it would be cool because then it's like an actual word.
Yeah. I hate it, but it's a legit word.
Yeah. So. Saucy. Saucy is kind of a fun word.
Is it?
That's so saucy.
I mean, yeah. It's not appropriate for a workout situation.
They always say inappropriate things in workout situations. True. Oh, this feels really yummy on your hip flex.
Oh, I hate
Get
that.
The fuck out of I here with your that. Yummy hip flex bullshit.
Ugh. No, not okay. No, not okay.
Not at all.
Amazingly sassy.
Amazing. I say amazing.
I know.
But only via text. Yeah. I don't say amazing in real life, but I will be like, amazing.
Yes.
In text.
And now you can add sassy to it.
No. I don't even use the word sassy that much.
No. It kind of feels like a...
It was a trendy word for a while.
But it also feels a bit kind of... derogatory is not the word I want. Infantilizing kind of word for women. Mm. Oh, she's so sassy.
True. Actually, I've had a lot of reviews call me sassy.
Yeah.
Sassy lady.
Fuck that shit. Do you call a man sassy? I guess you could probably put people call gay men sassy.
But that's also...
Yeah. It is.
That just, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That does help my point. Thank you, Emily.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Yeah. I literally, that just,
yeah.
Cool. Fill in the blanks, Vicky. Thank you so much. That is how he operates.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been losing words left, right, and center recently.
Oh, I've not, apart from talking to you, doing podcasts, and the occasional Zoom call with some other people.
Yeah.
I've just not talked.
Which is really sad for the person you live with because they would really appreciate some talking every now and then.
Whenever they talk, I just walk out of the room.
Yeah.
We've established this before.
Very rude. Very, very rude. Yeah, I'm lucky and unlucky in the sense that I have three other housemates.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm always talking.
Well, you're always talking anyway.
I love my alone time.
That's true, you do.
Yeah, so it's been interesting. And also, like, my room is big enough to have a lounge room in it.
Yeah.
So even when I, you know, sometimes I'm home and my boyfriend's home at the same time, we're in the same room.
Yeah.
And even though we're not talking, I know he's there.
Yeah.
And so I don't feel alone.
Fuck off.
Well, yeah, I mean, in a more in pleasant a nice way. But sometimes I do actually just say, fuck off. Get out of here.
I want to be by myself.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting because, like, some people... You know, especially people that are extroverted that like people, they want to have them, you know, even if we're not talking, it's nice to have someone in the room.
Yes.
But I'm the opposite. Right. I'm like, if we're not talking, get out of the fucking room.
I like having people, like, you know, sometimes I'll have people over and we'll just, like, work in the same space.
Yeah, no, that's not for me.
Yeah, no. That's why I don't invite you over to do that.
No. I would hate that. Like, I'm either coming over for a social visit.
Yeah.
In which case I'm obviously willing to be social
because
that's why I'm bringing myself to a social setting, or I'm not with people.
That's fair.
You know, then I'm working or watching stuff, usually watching stuff. This is another really bad admission that I have to make.
Okay.
About isolation. I've actually started watching, you know, how everyone knows I love reality television.
What?
I've actually started watching Real Housewives reality. Which is a new breed of reality television that I never bought into before. Oh. And now I fucking love it.
Of course you do. This is the problem with reality TV is it sucks you in.
You
don't have a choice.
The real problem is I've watched every single available English reality television show that I could.
Do they have a Real Housewives of...
No.
Okay.
Maybe, but I wouldn't watch it because the whole reason I like English reality is because they're chavvy and the housewives would be pretending to not be chavvy and that's not what I want. But Americans, on the other hand, I love watching Real Housewives because they're just so full on and I'm like, this is incredible.
Have you watched the Melbourne one?
I watched a season of that when it first was out because I was curious, but I don't really like it. Sure,
fair enough.
So for me, English reality always number one.
Yeah, of course.
But like the slimier the better.
Mm-hmm.
And then American, I like the Housewives because also their lives are way more like Melbourne Real Housewives. I'm like, yeah, I've been to that cafe. Like that's not.
Yeah,
I'm not like, oh my God, that's so unattainable. But when I watch theirs, I'm like, you're wearing like a fucking, you know, couture Dolce & Gabbana. Like
sure. And going to places that you could never afford to go to.
Totally.
In LA or Beverly Hills.
Exactly.
Or wherever.
So it's a very unattainable lifestyle.
Sure.
Which I appreciate.
Okay. I get that.
Yeah.
But also, you could just watch like a travel show that shows you those places.
No, because like... I'm not really watching it for the places.
Okay.
I'm watching
you
it
are
for
watching
their,
it for the drama.
Yes, absolutely. I'm watching it for their like high end drama. I love it. Like they're so full on.
Yeah.
And they get so drunk. And like it oh my God. I honestly laughed out loud. Like it's not a comedy, but I laugh so much in it because it's like the Real Housewives of New York City, right? And they're like full socialites and they're like super like rich and you know, living the dream. And then they'll go to like a winery for a day and one of them will get absolutely lit. And she's like 60 years old, like flirting with the guy that owns the farm and like being like, how old are you? Like, I like your shirt. You can tell you've got money. Like just being like the biggest fucking menaces. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so amazing. Like even you crack and it's so fun to watch. It's hilarious. I literally laughed out loud like 5 times watching an episode.
I think I would just feel sad watching it.
Nah. I feel happy because I'm like,
I'm not that.
Totally. Like,
yeah.
you have everything that people, you know, possibly could desire. Yeah. And think they want, which is not something I really want. But like, I'm like, you know, in terms of the scheme of things, your life on paper looks like it's perfect.
For sure.
And then you too are just a menace.
Of course
just,
they are, though.
You know, drink too much wine and then be a fucking
and most of
bitch
them are,
to all your friends.
Most of them are pretty like, new rich as well.
This particular one
is
old rich because she married into like an old money family.
Oh, she's not.
No, but she like when she's sober, she believes she's that.
Oh my God.
And then she gets so drunk that she's like literally pissing in a cornfield. Like it's so funny. Like I can't tell you how funny it is. Like
oh my God.
And then another housewife was like you know, her name's Sonia, the lady that got super drunk.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other housewives is like, you know, Sonia by day and Sonia by night are such different people. She's like, you know, I reckon if Sonia by day met Sonia by night, they wouldn't even like each other.
Yeah.
So true, though. Like,
yeah. Do you reckon if you met you drunk at your worst, do you reckon you'd like her?
Yeah, man. I mean,
really?
No, not me drunk, but she wasn't drunk at her worst. This lady was just pissing in a cornfield. I like me when I'm pissing in a pot plant. That's peak Emily. That's peak fun time, you know? It's when I start breaking shit and, you know, being a dick that I don't like that.
Sure.
But she wasn't like that level. She was like just having a good time.
Pissing in a cornfield.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Neither have I, but how many cornfields have you been to?
None, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever been to a cornfield.
You've never had the opportunity to piss in a cornfield.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I've never pissed in a pot plant either.
What if you really need a pee?
I'll fucking hold it.
I also have, what about vomit? Have you ever vomited in a pot plant?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
No, I vomited in a street bin. But that was
it one of the ones where the holes on the side? So you had to like put your hand
no,
like.
luckily it was just, but it was I wasn't drunk. I was driving, in fact, and we'd just gotten into the city and I'd taken some painkillers and drunk a V.
So on an empty stomach?
I guess so. Right. I don't remember, but I guess so, yes.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I had to pull over the car and jump out and just had a cheeky spew in the bin. A few people watch me and then watch me get back behind the wheel of a car. And
they're probably like, she should not be driving.
Yeah. I imagine.
It's really actually messed up how if you take tablets on an empty stomach, it can mess you up so bad.
Yeah. Well, we were on our way to the football So I imagine I was probably hadn't eaten and was going to eat there or something. So yeah. I imagine it was on an empty stomach. So it was my fault.
Yeah, no, I did the exact same thing. We were overseas and a guy that we were traveling with offered me a vitamin.
Yeah.
And so I think I took a vitamin.
So you just took a tablet from a random stranger.
Oh, no, we'd been traveling with him for 2 months at this stage.
Just some guy on the street. No. There was this guy and he was handing out vitamins on the street. I thought, why not?
I had a really good time like 2 hours afterwards.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I don't know what he was talking about. I was talking really quickly like this and I think it was fine. No, like we were traveling with him for like two months. We were staying like at the same places and stuff. And yeah, and one morning he was like, oh, I've got a multivitamin. And obviously we were traveling, so we weren't really taking care of our body so much. I was like, yeah, multivitamin would be amazing.
Just one. That's all it takes.
Yeah. And we were going to, one's enough to make me vomit. We were going to go out to breakfast.
Yeah.
So like I took it, brushed my teeth, took it, and then we were like going to walk out the door. And then literally almost as soon as I took it, I was like, oh no.
I'm going to spew.
I feel so sick. Yeah. And they were like, what the hell? And then I didn't even put two and two together until later that day. I'm like, that little multivitamin fucked me up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this was – I'd taken the painkillers, like, near the start of the drive, and, it was when I was still we're living out in the suburbs. So we were driving for, like, almost an hour to get –
But you probably felt ill, though, before that,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, I did. And I was like, no, I'm going to be fine. I'm, like, sweating and stuff I'm fine.
Yeah, that's totally exactly how I felt.
And then
– I got dressed and everything.
Yeah. So I was driving for a while and I'm like, I might have to pull over soon. And my partner was sitting next to me and then one of our friends was behind me and they're both just like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. I'm just feeling a little bit sick, but I'll be fine. It's all good. Like shaking, sweating. It's all good.
You probably shouldn't have been driving. Jesus Christ.
And then all of a sudden we got into the city and I managed to pull over and I went, just 1 second, got out, spewed and got back in. And they're like, are you all right? I'm like, actually now, yeah, I'm totally fine.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, 100%. Exactly.
That's all good. Yeah. Now we're good to go.
Yeah.
Right as rain.
Yeah.
Wasted some painkillers, but everything else is fine.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Ugh.
I was just thinking how this podcast is really about nothing, and I apologize.
I'm so sorry.
We wanted this to be like the – because this is the first time Vic and I are seeing each other
in
about 2 months.
Yeah.
And we'd already had that stint of like 6 months earlier traveling. So we're actually, unfortunately, getting good at not being together and creating content, which sucks. But this is the first pod back together, so that's very exciting.
Yes.
In the pod loft, back at it again.
We're back at it in the pod loft.
Absolutely.
Very,
very fun times.
Aww. And hopefully we'll be able to do this and hopefully we'll be able to get some guests on and do all that stuff.
That will be ideal. Get back in the Comedy Gems game.
Yeah. Doing it properly.
Yes. Doing it right.
Yeah. There's actually traffic out on the street now. There hasn't been traffic for like 2 months.
You can tell times are changing. I went to the park today. It was very busy.
Yeah, people are going outside a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah. Every park I've been to. We went to the park yesterday as well. Different park. Also busy.
Yeah. Because you can have 10 people?
Yeah. And people are still being reasonable though, I found. Like they're social distancing with the groups. Even though it's quite busy, they're still keeping far enough away that one's like interacting, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's good stuff. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be able to get guests on, keep this rolling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hopefully you've been enjoying the pods with just us two.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like creating them, even though they have no real
purpose.
It's fun for us.
Yeah, we have fun.
Yeah.
Do you? Who knows? Oh, God.
Only tell us if you do.
Yeah, please only tell us if you do.
Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and tell us that you love it.
Okay. Also, check out our Patreon. We're doing Patreon stuff.
We're doing videos.
If
you want to see our faces as well as our voices, we're doing bloody videos.
Yeah. So if you sign up for the $5 tier, you get a video every week.
Don't know. Probably every week.
Yeah. For the moment, it's every week. We'll see what we're doing.
Yeah.
We'll let you know if that changes, but at the moment, it's every week.
Yes.
What do we do? We've done
trivia
and stuff.
We've done we created a D&D character for me.
We did. Part one of that has gone up now. Part two will go up next week.
We have done a Would You Rather.
Oh,
you know
that's
how we
right.
love Would You Rathers.
Yes.
We've also got some very exciting content coming. So definitely do sign up to the Patreon now.
Yeah, it's
so
just
so you don't miss anything.
Patreon.com/VicandM.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
Very easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get video content as well. Really, what's not to love?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to see our beautiful faces?
Yeah.
really, it's an insult if you don't sign up.
Yeah, actually. No.
You don't want to see my face? How dare you?
Vic's got a fresh cut and everything.
I do. You can see my new hair. Come on. Sign the fuck up.
Worth it purely for the haircut.
Yeah.
All our promo is still your old hair. So
exactly.
Really, it's the only way to see your new hair.
The only way to see my new hair is to sign up to the Patreon.
You've got to. It's a must. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for supporting us through this time. And we hope that our podcasts have helped you through ISO.
Yes.
Making them has been a treat. So we hope that you've enjoyed listening to them. And as always, we love ya.
We do.
We love ya. Do check out the Patreon if you can. We'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll keep creating amazing content.
Yeah. Otherwise?
Well, I mean, you can see amazing content on the Patreon, or if you can't do that, you'll still get good content.
Okay. Just not with our faces.
Yes.
I understand. I was
yes.
If you do it, otherwise, we're going to keep creating content.
Yeah. Look, it's a win-win. You either win a lot or you win still. Yep.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.